Hello human beings, my name is Arvi. I'm an aerospace engineer and researcher with a decade of experience in research and innovation. I would like to talk today about, are we really living in a simulation? I have long struggled to understand why the universe initially contained conditions favorable for the evolution of life. Why do the physical laws and constraints require the very particular values that led to the development of stars, planets, and ultimately life? Dark energy, for instance, is much less powerful than theory predicts it should be, allowing matter to clump together rather than to be torn apart. We examine the hazy areas where our minds can be deceived into thinking that a particular reality is actually a digital creation as a result of the tremendous increase in technological development. Another common response is that since there are an infinite number of universes, we shouldn't be surprised that one of them ended up being ours. Another possibility is that someone, probably an advanced alien species, is adjusting the parameters of a computer simulation of our universe. The idea that we all are computer-generated characters living in a simulation is known as simulation theory. Given the radical advancement and rapid pace of technology change, it is therefore not surprising that the topic is resurfacing. A field of science called information physics, which contends that neither space-time nor matter are fundamentally phenomena, is in the favor of the latter hypothesis. Instead, the fundamental components of physical reality, from which our perception of space-time derives, are bits of information. Temperature in constant emerges from the combined movement of atoms. Fundamentally, no single atom has a temperature. An advanced civilization should develop to the point where simulations are indistinguishable from the real world, and participants have no idea that they are taking part in it. Talking about empirical evidences, there is some evidence that suggests our physical reality might be a virtual simulation, as opposed to an objective place that exists apart from the observer. Information processing will be the foundation of any virtual reality environment. This means that everything is ultimately reduced to bits, a unit of measurement that cannot be further divided. According to the theory of quantum mechanics, which governs the world of atoms and particles, this appears to mimic our reality. The smallest discrete unit of energy, length and time, is said to exist, similar to how elementary particles are the smallest form of matter and mix up all of the visible matter in the universe. Our world is, to put it simply, pixelated. The universe, the rules of physics that apply to everything in the universe, are analogous to the lines of computer code that a simulation would adhere to when running a program. In addition, there are mathematical formulae, numbers, and geometric patterns everywhere, giving the impression that all of the existence is based on mathematics. The fact that the speed of light is the highest speed possible in our universe supports the theory, our simulation theory, as well as another integrating aspect of physics. This limit would be analogous to the processor's speed or power limit in a virtual environment. We are aware that a processor that is overloaded operates more slowly during simulations. Similar to this, the general relativity theory of our great Albert Einstein demonstrates that time slowly down near black holes. For simplicity, let's think of these intelligences as in non-human characters in any video game we enjoy playing. But in reality, our thought experiment would apply to any algorithm running on any computer device, because the evidence we are looking for is experienced by all computer programs. Simple or complex, running on machines, slow or fast, we don't even need the intelligence to be conscious or very complex. Every piece of computing hardware leaves a trace of its existence in the simulation world in which it is used. The speed of processor is the artifact, the only and unavoidable artifact of the hardware supporting us in our world. If we were to imagine for a moment that we were a software program running on a computer, would be the processor speed? The only other laws we would encounter are those of the simulation or piece of software we are using. These would be the rules of the game if we were a sim or a small character in a video game. But regardless of the game's rules, anything we do would also be limited to limited by the processor speed. The processor speed would affect the simulation's operations regardless of how true the simulation is. Quantum mechanics provides perhaps the strongest support for the simulation hypothesis. This suggests that nature is not real, because particles in specific locations or states don't appear to exist unless you actually see them or measure them. Instead, they are continuous in a variety of state. Similar to real life, events in virtual reality requires an observer or programmer. No matter how far apart two particles are, quantum entanglement enables them actually to be eerily connected, such that if you change one, you instantly and automatically change the other. This effect appears to be faster than the speed of light, which is illogical. However, this could also be explained by the fact that all locations, such as like points within a virtual reality code, should be roughly equally far from a central processor. Therefore, even though we may believe that two particles are millions of light years apart, if they were created in a simulation, they wouldn't be. A staggering technological leap is required to go from simulation to digital twin, or we can say digital very much coexisting twin. The main determinant of the technology's credibility and acceptance in the future will always be its accuracy. In the end, it seems that we are real, at least for right now. But there is no denying the enormous potential of what we as humans can do to advance our technology and build a digital true reality. However, it almost raises more questions for us. How long will we be able to completely rely on our senses? Or how long until simulations are fully integrated into our day-to-day lives? Suddenly, 2050 doesn't seem so far away. See you tomorrow on Other Call.